This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
This is Mandy Lee, and you are listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Jordano Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Jordano Diablo.
And this week, we tackle a new subject with a new guest, as every week. But this week's a little different. We're going to discuss a very specific thing. It smells bad, and you go there to help you come. Joining us in studio this week is songwriter Britt Fox. Britt, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, Britt, why do you hate smelly sex shops?
It's the worst for many reasons. You should, like, want to, invoke a positive, feeling when you go in there. And I don't know. I went to this one sex shop in Maple Heights, and I just got totally turned off. And I stayed there the entire time looking for what I was looking for. But I was just like, I can't even. And they didn't even apologize for the bad smell, which I felt like they should have.
All right, describe said smell.
It was a combination of maybe like a water problem and an ejaculation problem.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it had to have smelled like cum, I would imagine.
Yeah. Like, I've never smelt anything like that before, but so.
So basically, imagine your basement floods and all your
jacking
old.
Jacking off everywhere.
All your old porn, the one that you've used, gets caught in the basement, and that's that smell. So, normal cum smell, fine.
Yeah, I mean, like, I feel like in the beginning of sex, you shouldn't smell funky, but at the end of the sex, you should smell funky.
Yeah.
Right.
So, when I first walked in there, well, actually, I was just looking for lingerie. Like,
okay.
You know, just things like that. So, when I first walked in there, I'm like, you know, thinking of later that night, and it just really threw me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to feel sexy when it doesn't smell right.
Yeah. And the guy that was working there was playing, like, a really weird video game. Like, if he was playing, like, Mafia 6 or 3 or something like that,
what?
It would be legit. But I think he was playing, like, Crazy Taxi or something.
See, that seems like it would be fit perfectly, though, for a sex shop, for a porn store.
How?
Like, I'm gonna play Crazy Taxi on this Sega fucking Dreamcast, even though it's 2009.
Well, I mean, you know, you are kind of selling an old medium, so maybe playing something on an old medium.
That is true. I didn't think about
that. Then fucking have some respect for yourself and play fucking Sonic the Hedgehog, man.
Ooh.
At least something somebody can make a joke about.
Something with a fox in it.
Yeah.
Was it Crazy Taxi Cab Confessions?
It should have been.
That would be a great video game.
It
just like
been.
A role playing, like fucking, that'd be hilarious. Get on it, HBO.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are game companies that are making those games again. I think, you know, some of my game developer friends that are listening, Taxi Cab Confessions, all you have to do is push buttons and stuff happens. You should be able to get this done.
Same with porn.
Yeah. Push buttons, stuff happens. Things get done. What led you to this sex shop in Maple Heights? That seems like an odd place.
Oh, God, I do odd things.
Well, we know that. You're on our podcast.
I think I was just, like, looking for something. Like, I love lingerie shopping. Like, my favorite things are perfume, books, notebooks, pens. That's my Christmas list too, by the way.
All right.
And I just like going to like new places, and I've never been to that sex shop before. So I said, why not? They might have some outfits like I've never seen before.
Right.
And the good thing about like, especially for women, is like you can try it on. Like online shopping is a lot of fun, but you end up returning half of it anyways.
Yes. Yeah.
So
you have that problem with your lingerie, right, Jeremy?
I mean, it's pretty much I have to buy the one size fits fatty. There's not a lot of trying it on. There's a lot of this better work or I'm going
to
hurt.
Just a lot of trying to get it off.
Yeah. It's a one use only because my husband has to cut it off. So
I was so bummed because they had like this plaid outfit. Like I'm going to, well, I was going to be releasing something like during the Christmas time.
Okay.
So there's like this super cute plaid outfit that they had on, and I tried it on, but it was way too big.
Mm. I don't know. Is it worse when you try something on that's too big or worse when it's too small?
Ooh, that's a good question. No, I think it's worse when it's too big because you're like, shit. If I had like bigger tits or bigger ass, like, you know, then I could fit in it or make it work. But
okay.
It's more like self-damaging when it's too big.
Okay. So
too
I know.
Too small, you just like work that.
Okay.
Yeah. You just work the too small.
This is too small, and it looks good.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
I've been telling myself that forever.
Keep telling yourself that. No one else is.
Someone's got to tell yourself that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm my own biggest fan. I think we all can agree on that.
Hey. You're definitely the biggest.
Oh, fuck you.
I know.
I still have fuckable lips, though?
You do have fuckable lips.
The bottom one.
Thank God.
Just the bottom one.
I'll take half from a girl.
Yeah, just keep an underbite the entire time. And we'll be good.
And the other thing is, like, it's so easy to, like, light a candle.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, that would have been a solution. I would have spent so much money that day. Like, that's what really pisses me off. Like, when you go into somewhere.
Maple Heights, too. It's not like it's, like, a scummy area, really. You know what I mean? Like.
Oh, I definitely picked the scummiest area.
Yeah?
That, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
Wardano is more of a West Side boy.
Yeah.
So.
I'm like, born and bred West Side. So.
Okay.
Yeah. I grew up
I'm familiar with, but the East Side, but. I stick to the grid.
Yeah, there's like that divide.
There really is. Like, I grew up on the East Side, so this is all. I was told not to come to the West Side as a kid because they don't like Jews there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, was it just like, that's where all the Gentiles are?
Yeah, basically, that's what they told me. Like, stay here where it's safe.
Well, we agreed on that after Trump got elected. You're like, I'm staying in the fucking city where it's sane.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a mess. But, so you're in the bad part of Maple Heights. Do you think he was smell blind, or do you think he just didn't care? Like,
he didn't give any fucks. Like, no fucks given. Yeah, because there was a dude in there that, like, walked in, like, right behind me. And I could tell he was a regular. Because he basically said he, like... do you want me to pick you up anything for lunch and all this shit? So I could tell he's been there often. And yeah, the dude was just literally just sitting there like playing Crazy Taxi or something. He was perfectly friendly. He was perfectly nice. But I don't think he really cared.
This was just a job to him. He was
didn't
understand the importance of his profession.
Right. I'm starting to think like when I retire, that might be like something that I need to get into.
Well,
just have a really...
I mean, there are people that have written about it. There's a great blog called Porn Clerk. I'm not sure if it's still up. A comic named Christine Levine out of Portland. That was her deal for a long time. She was a porn clerk. And it's amazing the kind of relationships that you form with your customers in that type of business, because you're trusting them with your most intimate details. Because once you buy something, they know what you like.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, like, I've only been to, like, one of those stores, like, twice in my life.
One of those stores?
Yeah.
You dunce.
What do you mean by one of those?
No, I just mean, like, you said a sex shop. Like, I'm just thinking, like, that's where you go to buy porn.
You know what I mean? Ambiance?
Well, no. It was one of the ones on Brook Park Road. I think it's an adult mart now.
Okay.
Like, that's the one. And we, like, went in there, me and my buddy. Like, he wanted to pick shit up. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go in. Why the fuck not? And look around. And, like, I remember the first thing I saw. And I was, like, freshly 18 years old.
Nice.
And the first thing I saw was this dude in a fucking trench coat wearing gloves, like, sifting through porno. Like somebody was going to come in there and fingerprint, like, the fucking porn DVDs. And I was like, well, that's really weird. And then, like, my buddy got, like, the three DVDs he got. And I'm just, like, sitting there standing in line. I'm, like, 18, so I'm, like, sitting there like a Kevin Smith movie. Like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And the second time, though, was to go buy something for myself. And I was just going through the DVDs, found something I liked. And I was like, all right, cool. Saw another guy in fucking gloves going through that. And I was like, is this like
every... gloves? Like,
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Were they winter gloves? Latex gloves?
No, like latex. Like latex gloves.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was... I mean, maybe that's his thing, you know, whatever. But I just always was like... So that must, like, two times I've done been in a store. I'm like, that must be a thing in every store. I don't know. If they're, like, pre-used DVDs, you're like, I don't want to touch anybody else's cum. You know, I have no fucking idea.
I mean, so, I can't think of any time that I've masturbated was like, I gotta come on this DVD cover.
Right, no, that's not exactly what I was envisioning in my mind, but it was like more or less, you jerk off, you fucking put the DVD away, whatever, then you go wash your hands. Because, you know, you gotta hide your shit, you know, if you're living with other people.
I mean, well...
And who buys porn anymore anyway?
I mean, it's there's still a market for it. The internet is not everywhere.
I got it as a Christmas present once.
Porn?
Yeah.
Was this a friendly Christmas present or is this a romantic Christmas present?
I think it was supposed to be both.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, I like you, but I also like this.
Hey, it's a good one, right?
Yeah. I don't know. The only time I've ever, like, for a while, back in, like, I'd say 2012, people kept giving me porn.
Wow. Now, what were you, like, bringing up that people kept giving you porn?
Well, you heard his stand-up ever?
I am Northeast Ohio's dirtiest comic. Nice. So
without it, with unmatchable.
Yeah.
Unmatchable.
So it basically...
I'm honored. Really?
Awesome. I'm glad you are. You haven't ran for the door, so...
And you know, it's also gonna be creepy.
Yes,
like every guest we have is like in the corner, and it's just like, oh, we've never met her before. Pete's like, you gotta go in the corner.
Yeah, my wrists are also tied behind my back.
This is all scripted. You're the one who came in here and said, I want to talk about sex shops. Now tie me up.
No, but like my old producer, the radio show I did on WCSB, gave me a huge box of porn. Someone else that was moving gave me their box of porn. I just kept getting gifted with all this porn.
Here, Jeremy, you look like a jerk off a lot.
I mean, I had discovered the internet by that point. So it was like, it was useless to me for that. So I was trying to make art projects with it, but they just kept getting more disturbing.
You mean like making a baby?
You know what? That would be very avant-garde, but no. I can't see it. I'm incapable of making a baby. I had the surgery.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Did that hurt?
Yes, it did. Because they missed the anesthetic on one side.
Oh
my God.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then my friend that picked me up from the surgery decided to go on all the brick roads in Akron. Because I got it done like over on Exchange. And he was just like, we're going to go down the brick roads. And I'm like, you're a bastard, but this is hilarious.
Oh, my God. Were you walking funny?
Yeah. I told everybody at work it was National Walk Like a Gunslinger Week. Because my balls had swollen up to the size of a grapefruit. Oh. Not like two grapefruits, like a single grapefruit. It looked like one of those oranges that you get from the store that has a little bit sticking out of the top.
Oh, my God.
It was terrible. I had that frozen sucks. Peas. Frozen peas on all week, but it was worth it because, I'm, you know, in the entertainment business, sometimes you sleep with people you don't want to. So I had to make sure that...
You had to make a judgment call.
Yeah, I had to make a judgment call. Also, my girlfriend at the time was pushing 40, and it was time for her to get off birth control. So that was, like, number one reason.
There's a limit for getting off birth control?
The like risk increases, like, if you're a smoker, which she was, and you're over 40, there's a greater risk of stroke.
Oh, damn.
So it was just one of those things. I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's. I don't want to use condoms, so.
Honey, let me do this for you.
Yeah. It was $80.
It was only $80?
$80.
Everybody needs to get one of those. That is.
This was
I
in
like
two,
where your head's at.
This is in 2009. Things have changed. Thanks, Obama. I'll explain. Obama.
I love you, Obama.
I love Obama, too. This is a little weird. When the Affordable Care Act was passed, you know, it standardized a lot of things that would be covered.
Yeah.
One of those things was not vasectomies. So, and I just found this out a little while ago because I was, you know, I've been telling you, it's $80. It's two specialty copays. You can have no more kids. It's great. It only takes a weekend to recover.
Yeah.
There's no anesthetic because it's a no scalpel procedure now. It's actually really, really easy. Like, the only thing they gave me was a Haldol before I got in there. And then, like, a bottle of Vicodin, which was fine. you made the face. I know.
Only $80, eh?
Yeah, but, so, vasectomies are no longer, like, a standard thing on health insurance plans, and a lot of plans, because of that, started dropping them as a covered service.
Gotcha.
So, it's a lot, you know, it's somewhere around $500 now if it's not covered.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big jump.
It is. But, you know, originally they were going to charge me for, like, the procedure itself, but my insurance company said, no, this is an office visit, so that's why it was so cheap. But... Mm-hmm.
It's still cheaper than birth control because that's like $40-something dollars a month.
That's weird because, you know, I thought it was preventative care now, and a lot of insurance plans give you free birth control.
Oh, yeah. I don't have well, I'm not going to say.
Right. Gotcha.
Notice I remained quiet for that entire little bit.
Fair enough. I used to go to the Planned Parenthood every month and go pick up free birth control, so it was... yeah, cause,
shout out to PP.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something I'm glad, like, my family doesn't listen to this, but I'm going to fucking out my parents right now. All right, so I've talked about it, I think, briefly here before. I was raised a Jehovah's Witness. Obviously, it didn't stick. My parents used to own a cleaning business.
Mm.
And my mom's, like, Jehovah's Witness. My dad's not, really. And so... they clean Planned Parenthoods. They just didn't want people to know because it was like an abortion clinic, which it's not an abortion clinic,
right.
But whatever.
No, it's not.
And, but my mom, you know, Christian lady, she got her birth control from there when she cleaned, just because they have just boxes. I'm like, all right, fucking yank that.
Yeah.
I mean, they gave it out anyway, but like still, it's just.
Yeah.
There's also less paperwork when you steal it.
Exactly.
They just, they never appreciated when I would enthusiastically thank them.
How would you do it?
I was just like, thank you so much. Thank you. You can't see the visual, but I'm frantically shaking their hand.
You are good people doing good things here.
I believe that, though, for real.
Yeah, it was, well, I mean, like, I didn't have any experience going there, and then, like, the first time I was with my girlfriend, who I was with for 6 years, like, the condom broke, so it was like, oh... We got to go to Planned Parenthood and give them $60. And, you know, from there, it was just a good relationship.
With the girl or Planned Parenthood?
Both.
Nice.
Both.
Very good.
It had its good times. Of course, it ended. But that doesn't make what time we spent together not any better. Worse, that is. But back to the sex shop. So... you know, we've discussed, obviously, what's going to be a huge turnoff is basically, you know, you don't want to feel like you're walking into a basement and, you know, with the water smell. And so what is it that you really look for, like, when you walk into a sex shop, like, okay, this is great?
Oh, just, I guess the vibe, like, you know, what they're putting on display, like anything new, you know, because sex is really about communication and exploration.
Right.
So you kind of want to see both of those.
Okay.
Friendly people, well, not friendly customers.
Right. Yeah.
friendly, like, owners or...
Like, super sex positive people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Not creepy, but, like...
Right.
They're like, oh, hey, can I help you with something? You
know? Right. Yeah.
They're not approaching you very quickly to help you with something either. They're not real excited to
what
help
you. What can
I
help you with?
Right. Well, one time I was in a shop and this one lady had, like... a dildo thing with like the little thing on the end, like one of those rabbits.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, here, I'll put the batteries in for you. And I was like, no thanks, like I wasn't, you know, looking for that. And she's like, nobody ever wants me to put the batteries in their toys. I'm like, you're right,
because... Yeah, that's, I don't know, that seems like a private thing.
Well, she was like... really offended.
Get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
If everybody tells you no, stop asking people. What the fuck, man?
But she had, like, it ready, like, the rabbit in one hand, the batteries in another hand, a huge grin on her face. Yeah, I know how it works. Yeah. That's why I'm in here.
Yeah. Honestly, like, there's only a couple sex stores I've been in, but one... had the thing that like kept us going back was they had a display of those like really cheap like vibrating cock rings. They were like $6, but they work for like a couple of weeks. So it was, I kept going back for those because
they're supposed to last months.
Well, they didn't. They didn't. I wore out the battery. I developed a dependency on it. I can't come unless my dick is vibrating. So. It was
real thing.
Yeah, so I had to wean myself off of that.
Like it's a drug.
It was. It was super great.
Can I ask what color it is, or am I like
crossing a line? Totally.
Hey, honestly, there's no lines here to be crossed.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it was leopard print. They were leopard print cock rings at a shop on Main Street in Akron. It's not there anymore. Like they've completely redone that street since.
Oh, you mean like downtown?
Downtown.
I know exactly which shop you're talking about. I know exactly which one you're talking about. Right next to, or not right next to, but right by the Lime Spider.
Yeah.
Right by the Lime Spider.
Which is no longer there either.
Nope.
We would go there. And, you know, originally it was get porn. But then we saw that and was like, nope, we're going to come here for that all the time.
So. a funny story. When I got my first apartment, I've bought one porno in my life, and it was from that one store that I told you about, but I've been gifted porn like many a times, just like, hey, I don't want this anymore, and then like just like stacks of it. Like I still have like ones people gave me, like just sitting in my house. I don't watch fucking porn on a DVD, but what sucks is like somebody found them one time, was going through them, and one of them is called Jordan's Anal Hotties. I never bought that.
Who's like Michael Jordan?
No, that's my name.
Oh.
Like, that's my name. So everybody's like, oh, you fucking weirdo. I'm like, I swear to God, I didn't buy that. Nobody fucking ever believed me. But one time, like, all we used to, like, I lived at this apartment with my buddy, and we never, like, we barely ever fucking paid rent. We were just shitbags. We were like shitbag 21-year-old dudes. So we were trying to figure out how to get beer and food that night. A couple of my younger cousins were over, and my one, Taylor, at the time, you've met Taylor.
Yes.
He was like 16, and so I had this stack of porno DVDs. I was like, well, we could go sell them at the exchange. I know we'll get beer and food money for that. But we were all like, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not taking in this stack of pornos. So my cousin Taylor, who's like all in all of his glory, just has balls, dude. He does not give a fuck what anybody thinks. He just strolls right in there with like some, I forget what DVD we put on the top. But right under it was called Ass Worship 3, and it had pentagrams on it and shit.
Oh, my God.
Which also I'm sure people are like, yeah, bullshit, you didn't buy that.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like...
right up my alley.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he like just walks in there 16 years old, and I had worked at that exchange.
Oh, my God.
So I stayed the fuck outside but watched from the window.
I know, that's right.
And so he just walks in there, and like so they take the top DVD off, and they're all like... Because he was 16 selling porn, but they gave him fucking money for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's legit, though.
I am going to start working on a spec script for Ash Worship 4.
I bet they're up at 16 or 17 by this point.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just a spec script. So.
Absolutely. I understand.
Got to start somewhere. Some number.
Yeah, why not 4?
Ass Worship 666 is where they really hit their stride.
Oh,
though.
My God.
Yes, it is.
I need that movie in my life now. I'm sure it's on Tumblr somewhere. Well, that's where I go to get my porn now. That's Tumblr.
Me too. I don't have time for the internet highway. I can find what I like, follow it. Nobody knows my fucking name on Tumblr. It's just there for me to have.
Yeah.
So at least if I ever die in front of anybody, they're like, dude, let's check out his Tumblr. Or they might not want to.
Yeah, just scroll through your likes.
Well, yep.
There it is. There it is. There's a lot of war stuff here. What's going on?
But, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah. So, how often are you going out exploring new sex shops?
When I travel, I usually, do it.
Okay, so it's like a part of the travel
thing.
It's
a part of the road trip experience.
Okay.
You know, kind of see what town you're in.
Have you noticed a marked difference from town to town and what's available?
Definitely, yeah.
So what is like Cleveland-style sex?
You want to really know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, Cleveland probably has the creepiest dudes.
Okay.
She looked at both of us when she said that.
Yeah. Possible new career option. Okay.
The ones in Cleveland are a little bit smaller, too, which is okay. You know, it's an intimate experience.
Right.
So I would just say, the dudes are a little bit more creepy in Cleveland. Other than that, because I'm about to go to New Orleans.
Oh, word.
They have the best ones.
Right on.
You know, if you go to that, anything you kind of compare to it is like.
Is there voodoo shit in those sex shops?
I'll check this
check
time.
Check that shit out.
I'll check this time, check that shit out. Yeah.
I need a report back.
Just penis and vagina voodoo dolls.
I mean, I'm thinking just a voodoo doll made molded out of somebody's dick.
Yeah.
I'm thinking custom job here. Yeah. I have a few ideas.
Call my lawyer.
Husband.
Maybe you already got voodooed when you got that vasectomy.
That's a possibility. That is a definite but it did kind of look like voodoo pin needles going in. So
crazy. Yeah.
I don't want to share that experience.
Right. Well, no, it was very, very strange, just because NASCAR was on the TV above me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
They asked me if I wanted to change the channel. I said no.
No, dude, that's like hell. If I envision hell, somebody making me watch NASCAR while fucking cutting my balls, dude, just hang me.
Can
just
you understand why I thought it was hot, though?
No.
Come on. I'm going through the ultimate torture. Somebody's cutting into my balls. NASCAR is above me. It's the only thing I can look at is either the doctor cutting into my balls, the nurse looking at me, apologetically, or NASCAR.
I'm
on Haldol, so I can't get an erection. It is perfect.
I may be wrong about this, but Nickelodeon, were those the first pornos that you could see?
You turn the crank?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think more because it was the that was the first motion thing. So of course, as technology grows, so does the porn.
Yeah, I feel like somebody invented the moving picture, and 2 days later, the first porno was there.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure that was the first. Who wouldn't? Is like, all right. Oh wait. Oh, we can take moving pictures. All right, let's fuck in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's because. Porn technology seems to always be on the forefront of it, you know. First it was okay, VHS is a thing now, so now porn VHSs are a huge thing. And then moved to DVDs, porn industry went with it. Now everybody's on the internet, but porn was there first.
Yeah.
So it's just, the Nickelodeon's sight gags were in, but porn was probably perfected first.
Nick at Night.
Yeah. Nick at Night.
Oh, that's perfect.
Was there any part of Nick at Night that you remember that was erotic?
And on Nick at Night?
Yeah.
I remember MTVs.
Mm.
And I remember BETs.
Okay.
What was on Nick at Night?
Nick at Night was old sitcoms that they rebroadcast.
Oh, no. I thought you meant there was something dirty on Nick at Night that I just erased out of my childhood.
I'm trying to think accidentally. I don't know. What's Herman Munster's wife's name?
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of
her. That's erotic to me. what's the witch fucking Bewitched. Samantha. Her, she was hot. I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah.
Like, I can keep going. I mean, yeah. I never wanted to bang Lucille Ball, but...
Oh, I think she's beautiful.
Oh, no, I just, back then, I didn't, I was like, right. Oh, she's funny.
Right. The other ones, she is hilarious. Oh,
dude. I mean, no, now that I think about it now, like, back then, fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Your pervert wasn't mature enough yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
I'm a comedian. I have problems. Like, anybody that makes me laugh, I want to sleep with.
So. Yeah. Even at 6 years old.
Yeah. And so I had a Lucille Ball crush for a minute.
Right. Yeah. She's beautiful.
Had to get over it. As I get them over all of them. So it is necessary.
I don't think I'll ever get over Idris Elba, though. Like, he's going to be a permanent fixture.
I want to bang Idris Elba.
Listen.
Stringer Bell? Are you fucking kidding me?
Man. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, he was also in Thor, right? Was that?
Yeah, he plays the guardian of
Heimdall.
Okay. Yeah. Rainbow Bridge. Yeah.
So not only is he in best TV show ever, but...
Oh, I mean, he was on The Office, too.
He was in The Office.
I want him to be James Bond. Like, if Daniel Craig's done, I want Idris Elba to be Bond. He's fucking British, and he's a... I could talk about him all day.
You can just say it. He's gorgeous.
I like him a lot.
He's a very pretty man. I like him. But man, that would be a great to have Idris Elba as James Bond. But
he would be the best James Bond. Like, there's been great James Bonds.
I love Daniel Craig. He's been awesome. He's been great.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time thinking of anybody else. That could do it. Although, if they went a completely different direction and had like David Tennant as James Bond, that would be interesting.
I wouldn't be upset with that either. I don't know. You kind of have to be. I mean, I guess they do all kinds of shit with cameras, but like he's a small dude.
That is true.
Most actors are.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Tom Cruise is like fucking 5'3" or something.
And Tom Hanks is like 5'4".
Really?
Yeah.
I love him.
Really small.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That really makes me appreciate the camera work in Forrest Gump all that much more. Yeah.
John Nix, are you listening?
Yeah. We're discovering more things as we're going along this podcast.
It's a journey. It's a journey we decided to take.
Yeah. So when you go to sex shops, is it strictly for lingerie shopping, or are you do you often go in there looking for toys and other things?
I would say my biggest priority is lingerie, like just fashion,
right?
You know, like you could wear it. Well, I usually wear it. I always wear it at night, but I usually wear it in the daytime too. Like, you know, a bodysuit, you could put like a corset on.
Yeah.
Then the second would probably be games, because I used to like have a lot of sex games, like where you roll the die and you do something like that. And then I would probably say like that's right up there with the toys. And last would probably be DVDs. Like, I might glance at it, but I never go in there intending to.
Yeah.
And they're always fucking expensive too. Like, it's crazy. But I mean I guess you get 6 hours of film for $40.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's the ones that I would buy, like the unrated Caligula, just because like
I had that, but I bought that from Amazon.
See, I saw it at a store for like $60.
Yeah.
I almost bought it because, like, I have a weird thing with Malcolm McDowell.
Me too. We've never talked about that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Should I leave the room?
You know, we can talk about how gay we are for Malcolm McDowell another time.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Over some drinks.
Yeah. Drinks and a Viagra.
I will say the best sex shop in Ohio, those Lion's Den. They're good. There's multiple ones.
Is it a local chain or is it a national thing?
I want to say it's like in this area, like Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Gotcha. Oh, okay, so it's like a Midwestern sex. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been into a couple of adult marts, and I've kind of liked the experience there just because it's they don't look at me as much.
I don't think I've been in an adult mart.
And the hours are sweet, but well, they're everywhere. You know, there's one pretty much every city that
downtown now.
Every like little portion of the city that I go to, I know where the adult mart is because somehow I always drive by it.
Gangsta. Yeah.
That's called fate, Jeremy.
Yeah, it must be. Well, you know, I have been... I got anonymous text messages from somebody asking me to do a show at Adult Mart with them, and I'm very, very certain that it was not like an actual show, that this was they were going to kill me.
Oh. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was
just shady.
You know, it was a weird time when the college radio fans sometimes get a little weird. I think that's what it was. But
fans can get weird.
Yeah. What's your worst fan experience so far?
Oh, I'm not going to even go there.
Okay, fair enough. I can't tell you my worst either.
I don't have any, so it's just totally fine. And unless I do and I don't know about it, yeah. But I doubt it highly.
Maybe something cooking underneath you don't even know about.
Well, most of the people that like me, that I end up, like, I'm just like fucking freaks. Like, I'm good. Like, but I wouldn't call it, those aren't fans, those are crazy people.
Right, yeah. Crazy people. There is a difference.
Send your dick pics for Hordano to thehateflow@gmail.com.
This guy just snapped me his dick.
Just really? Now?
Not the second, but right before I came here.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
I do not understand that at all.
If you're going to do it on Snapchat, though.
Yeah, because then it goes away.
I don't have a Snapchat. I'm almost fucking 30 years old. I'm good. I'm good. Everybody gives me that face. They're like, you have no idea what you're missing.
I used to be like you.
I don't need fucking Snapchat.
I feel that.
I've only been asked if I had Snapchat once. That was after a house show I did in Akron for the Lousy Weather Media guys, the network we're on. But
ding.
Yeah. but yeah, it's just I use so much data just with Facebook and Twitter. It's and Tumblr.
Mostly.
You just slid that in last, like it wasn't a priority.
I'm gonna have to put another fucking lock. I mean, I haven't had a lock on my phone in forever. Now that I just said that, I'm gonna be like, I'm not gonna
fucking
put a code back on there.
Go ahead and lock that up.
Yeah, nobody needs to see what you're doing on there.
And also, I don't think anybody wants to.
Yeah.
Snap it. I mean,
I won't know.
Has somebody Snapchatting you their dick ever worked?
No. And I feel like in another lifetime, not to give encouragement, but I feel like in another lifetime it would have worked. But if you snap a dick to your girl, like to any girl, she's probably gotten like 100. Like at that point, it just is like annoying.
Right.
You know, it's not attractive.
Right.
But if you guys are, like, talking and you're flirting, that's a different thing. But just a random?
Oh, no. I mean, like, I'm not saying I haven't done it before, but I was also sleeping with that person for
right.
a long time.
Right, yeah, that's
and it was
requested
different. Of me. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like one of those things, well, if I'm going to do it, you have to do it.
Right.
Okay, whatever, right. I guess. If you
Hashtag not all dick pics.
Yes.
Unsolicited dick pics is what we're talking about. You know,
I'm not dick pic shaming. That's what I'm not trying to do that.
Yeah, like there's nothing wrong with a good dick pic.
Yeah.
As long as you want to see said dick.
Right.
This is the thing, when I'm driving and I open up a snap, I don't want a dick in my face. I'm already a bad enough driver.
Distracted driving, and that's the worst distraction. You get in a car wreck, they look at your phone. Oh, that's why it happened.
Distracted driving.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And I think another time I was at like a birthday party, like for a kid. Like then I then I felt like the pervert, and I didn't even do anything.
Mm-hmm. That's the worst.
Especially those hours you set aside to not be perverted, and then it comes across anyways.
Yep.
Yeah. What hours are those?
Usually during the day when I need to go to like professional things.
You don't come in and like, hey, check out what this guy just sent me.
No, there was a while where I was this girl would send me pictures of her fucking a beer bottle at all hours of the day.
Which beer brand?
You know what? I don't think that the label was showing because she was smart.
Guys never pay attention to details.
No, that's something I told you. Like, ew, she drinks Heineken? Like, fuck you.
It was definitely a brown bottle. So, you know, more than likely Budweiser. But, you know,
could have been Molson. It could have been Molson.
This particular person knew the nuances of having your label showing when you're taking pictures. So, you know, label. You're not supposed to do it.
Label, labia. I mean, come on, dude. You're writing it for me, man.
Yeah. I should do that more often. Yeah. But, yeah, that's not something I can, you know, when my godson's playing with my phone. I'm like, yeah.
What's this?
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't look like mommy. Nope. So.
No. I don't know. I don't find that sexy at all. Like, check this shit out. Like, why? I don't. It's like, keep the package the way it is. You know, it's nice. It doesn't have to have a beer bottle. A beer bottle of all things, yeah, too. It's kind of just like,
at least do a champagne flute.
Which end goes in?
Ooh.
Oh, Jesus.
Great question. I'd say top.
Yeah, like the way you drink it.
Yeah. You okay.
Well, you know.
Unless you're really adventurous.
Listen.
What are you thinking about, Jeremy?
I'm thinking that you.
He's
you...
thinking about which end he was.
I am. I'm trying to figure out how it would work the other direction, and I can't. Unless you just had a baby. Like, just had a baby. Like, this is my moment. Give me the champagne flutes.
Make sure you Instagram this. No, Snapchat it.
Snapchat's always better, like I said.
Yeah, it's dirtier. Instagram would probably get mad.
Yeah. Man, I used to fuck with Instagram so hard, and now I'm just like, ugh, it's just not the same.
What's different about it? Because I haven't, like, I'm such a casual user of it, I haven't really noticed anything.
Well, the biggest difference is that they incorporated, like, an InstaSnap, where it's kind of like Snapchat, but you don't have any other filters, and you look through your last 24 hours of pictures, and you, like, post them, and people watch it in, like, 10 seconds, like Snapchat.
Okay.
So they basically bit Snapchat.
Right.
Without making it better. And another major thing is, like, the algorithm is different, so it's not throughout the day.
It's by
a weird popularity. I thought it was. I don't get it.
I thought mine was broken.
No, they did that. It was like, what, 6 months ago or something? Yeah. It's like the worst thing ever, dude.
Doesn't it suck?
It does suck. I honestly thought, like, do I need to update my app again? Like, this is not, like, what I'm used to.
Yeah, but there's also, like, pariah Cretan people that, like, I would see their shit, and now they're just unpopular fucks, so, like, I don't have to see. There's an upside to everything, but I think it should be linear and, you know, but whatever.
Well, the dude I'm talking to now, he's in, like, the IT, like, tech business, and he kind of, like, gave me a heads up that Instagram was changing. And I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah.
I deactivated my Instagram and, like, totally went off.
Yeah.
And now I'm back on it because, you know, people are like, you know, you should put your face out there and use social media and all this stuff. So,
yeah.
But not reluctantly.
Yeah. It's the same thing with every branch of entertainment. I think they want you on everything because it's always an opportunity for you to get seen.
I can't.
What's
not on everything.
Do you find it easier to if you have, like, one app to update everything then, or do you prefer, like, okay, I'm using this medium for this thing?
I think the second one.
Okay, yeah, because like there's stuff you can do on Snapchat that you can't do on Facebook.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just, it became too much for me to, like, try to do.
It's like another job.
Yeah. It is another job, but and then there's the whole social media is ruining America thing.
Oh, I haven't heard this.
Well, it's you know, the people are being more personal and impersonal at the same time because all of your business is now online.
Yeah.
So
I don't really post personal shit, like, as far as, I mean, I don't know, that's weird. I mean, yeah, it's always personal because you're a person, whatever, but, like, like, if something happens with my, like, family, like, or if I'm fighting with someone, I'm not fucking posting that.
Right.
I'm like, what the hell, no, dude.
Right.
Like, I have friends that still try to, like, I refuse to do, like, the Facebook argument thing. Like, if I do it, it's to end up irritating somebody because I'm a child. But, like, I can't, I can't do that. That's so childish to me. I'm like, if you have something to say to me, just fucking, like, either text me, call me, come right. see me. Like, I'd rather hash this out like a real person, you know?
Yeah. But you're a comedian too, right?
I guess, if you can call it that.
We've reviewed your guild application and it is approved, pending receipt of your dues.
No shit. I'm broke right now.
Yeah, well, you're not a comedian yet.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, like, as artists, like, comedians included, you take your personal stuff, but you express it in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, you don't express it, like, on social media and start arguments with people. Like, right. You do it in an artistic way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of the brand, because it's all about pushing the brand now, is, you know, sometimes I will inflame. But, you know, I've found that it's less effective than you would think.
Hmm.
You know. People do like to, like, I get messages when I get in fights with people, like, yeah, that was fun. And, but, you know, then other people are just like, oh,
he messaged me that after fights.
Yeah.
People want to kill me after fights.
See, if you were more confrontational with your songwriting,
touche.
So then they would understand this is all part of the process.
Okay.
That's,
yeah.
Like, I'm a roast battler, so of course I'm going to get in fights. So it's just, it's fine. But it's also, you know, I'll sit on my friend's couch and she's like, are you yelling at Facebook again? I'll stop. So, but back to the sex shops. What smell do you want to smell when you enter into a sex shop?
Victoria's Secret Pure Seduction.
Okay.
There's so many choices.
Like
right now, what's coming to mind is lavender.
Okay.
Rose petals.
Rose petals is a good sex shop smell.
I'll tell you what I don't want it to smell like. Fucking patchouli, because I'd get out of there immediately.
Yeah.
Fucking hippies.
Yeah.
Well, I would just assume that they have roaches.
Oh, my God.
It's the same smell.
It is.
Can you believe they've been here since dinosaurs? Like, that's crazy. Like, where are all the dinosaurs at? I wish the dinosaurs are still here, not the cockroaches.
Right.
No, I, gives me something to aspire to. Well, if you think about it, they've been around, they haven't evolved. They are found their niche, being, you know, scavengers amongst the worst places, and they're fine with it. They reproduce, they're happy. It's like, I want to be a roach.
Aside from the reproducing thing, isn't that pretty much what you and me are? Scavengers who find the dirtiest places.
I guess me too.
Well, we're in good company then.
We're all roaches.
I'm a dinosaur.
Okay, you're a dinosaur.
Fine, you can be a fucking dinosaur.
It's fine. So
rose petals. What about you? What do you want it to smell like?
I want it to smell like cum and regret.
Well, let me give you this address.
Jordan, no, I'm not taking you home. We're going to Maple Heights.
That is way out of the way. We're not doing that. And, like, I lived in too many basements. Like,
you know what cum and regret smells like.
Especially in a basement.
Well, let me ask you this. How would you want it to smell if somebody was seducing you?
If someone was seducing me? Wire.
Bad pussy and beer shits.
That's a callback from my roast.
Oh, my God.
You're the worst.
Sorry.
Look up the roast gauntlet. Jeremy Shear versus Cleveland to get the reference for that joke. I'm not repeating it. She didn't like it. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Sorry, did I just ruin the show?
No, you did not. Callbacks are good.
All right, good.
Let's see. Probably what I would want to smell is cookies.
Mm, Like what type? What?
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, I was like peanut butter, yeah. chocolate chip
cookies.
Ooh. It's like oatmeal raisin. Be like, fuck you, get out of my face.
Not today.
Chocolate chip cookies, right on.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies. That would probably do it for me. I'm not sure why. I think it's at this point in where I'm at with my sexuality. It's like I've got to be really fucking comfortable. And
cookies make me comfortable.
Yeah. It's because it's like, you know, that's just where I'm at. So, you know, I'm not looking for adventure, and I'm looking for something familiar and that I feel okay with this. So I think chocolate chip cookies pretty much is the best example of that I can give.
Right on.
You might be looking for a new place to live because, like, that's the most common open house smell when you walk into.
Oh my god! I figured apartment. Out where I want to fuck next.
An open house?
Hell yeah!
Dude, you'd walk in there and be like, "You're gonna buy this house." You're like, "Yeah, let me go to the bathroom."
Well, I figured out where Ashworth's Forest taking place. Ash Worship 4 takes place at an open house. They didn't realize how open their house was.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, sexy realtors. Oh, this is going to be so good.
This is going to be great, actually. Do I get a writing credit on that?
I mean, it's just a spec script, Jordan. Yes, you get a writing credit.
Fine.
But you have to go by El Jordano Diablo, because I'm pretty sure Jordan Patrick is already a member of the WGA.
No, El Jordano Diablo.
All right.
Definitely.
Okay.
It's like a brand.
Yeah, I like all that. About
the brands. I told you. I got my own biggest fan. I like that. In size and whatever the other fucking word would be.
Fortunately, not stature. He does have some big fans. It's adorable.
What's that?
Yeah. So we didn't really go into songwriting much because that's not what we do. But before we go, first of all, thank you very much for coming on, Britt.
Yeah, this has been great.
It's not over.
We could have you back.
Okay.
Yeah, we're always.
Oh, yeah, because there's actually one when we were actually talking about the list you sent us on the way here. We agreed probably not the best time to talk about it since we all agreed on sex shops and whatever. But cocaine. For sure. Mm. I want to talk about that sometime.
I have to be in a place where I'm ready to talk about that.
That's okay.
Yeah. That was not a good time in my life.
Cocaine is never a good, that's the point.
Yeah.
It's a bad drug.
Oh no, God. The problem is it's a great drug.
Have you watched Narcos?
I watched a little bit of it.
Okay. I'm not going to say anything.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it.
Yeah,
it was too much subtitles for me to be like watching it and writing. Which generally, yeah. when I'm watching TV, I'm doing both. So
yeah, that would be tough.
So you were gonna ask her.
Yeah, I was gonna. Where can we find your work?
Oh, definitely. I'm gonna be releasing some stuff soon, mostly in 2017. Right now, I guess just follow me on Snapchat because I'll probably mention it.
Okay.
And that's XFOXROX Foxrox with an X at the beginning.
If you have the Snapchat, also, there's a Tumblr.
Yeah, there is a Tumblr. No, lots of porn. Lots of porn on there. No, just kidding. And I also have a website, which is, you know, my professional site. So it's www.foxromusic.com.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, Britt, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, loved it. Thank you.
Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates sex shops as much as Britt Fox.
No, there is another. The world apologizes again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face. Discharge my bomb!